Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 4, Jesus offers a parable to describe the kingdom of God. You know, the first one was particular to St. Mark's gospel, found only in his gospel, the parable of the seed. Just as the sower sows the seed in the field and then eventually would witness its gradual development, so mysterious and hidden, so too with the grace of God. It's like a seed sown in the field of the human heart and soul, you know, destined to grow, you know, develop and mature, but also gradually and in a mysterious and hidden way. The grace of God works in our souls constantly, even though we might not be aware of it. Ordinarily, it works, develops, and matures slowly, perhaps very slowly, gradually, hidden, unperceived, you know, just as things in nature are, you know, like seeds, they do, they go about, gradually develop. If we put no obstacles in the way of this divine, you know, seed of grace in our souls, the obstacles being sin of any kind, self-will or indifference, and if we make sure our hearts retain the quality of good, fertile soil, as it were, you know, especially through prayerfulness, you know, the sacraments and the Word of God, then all we need to do is wait patiently and let God bring to perfection the work He has begun in our souls. Your grace is sure to mature and reach its perfection. But patience is so necessary in the spiritual life. We would like to see ourselves progress spiritually in rapid strides and leaps and bounds and reach the summit of perfection in no time. It's as if we were mountain climbers who would not wear mountain climbing shoes, but running shoes and pretend to run up the mountain, you know, jog it or sprint it instead of actually climb it, you know, something that requires a bit of time, you know, effort and a bit more time. But if we find ourselves not making progress in this way so quickly as we desire, but rather very slowly, or perhaps seemingly not at all, maybe even going backwards in the spiritual life, what then? Do we get impatient, you know, and then discouraged? Hopefully not. But if so, that could be an indication of our pridefulness, you know, that we want things done our way in the spiritual life and not so much God's way, our timing and not His. So we do have to do our part in the spiritual life. But again, it's so important to be patient, allow God to do His part. We should follow up the advice in Psalm 37 and as we live the spiritual life. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Wait patiently for God to do His all-important work within us. To desire to be holy in a hurry can be a good thing, you know, to reach great holiness, you know, very quickly. But as St. Jose Maria Escrivá says, he counsels us, encourage your holy impatience, but do not lose your patience. And though the virtue of patience is something we practice often with other people, this is so necessary, it must first be practiced with ourselves. And this is what St. Francis de Sales advises us. We have to be patient with everyone, but first of all, with ourselves, with our own slowness, you could say, to progress in the spiritual life. So let us strive to, you know, live out this gospel parable, you know, to always be mindful of God's grace working in our hearts always, to do our part, to allow it to mature, put up no obstacles, and to wait patiently for God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesum benedicat. fructum ventris tuum.